I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. So you have pretty recently come back from a trip to Copenhagen.
I have.
Where you experienced the renewal, reimagined NoMa.
It seems weird. I go to NoMa a lot, and we talk about it on the show probably more than we do a lot of local restaurants. But it's a restaurant that I feel a lot of affection for, and I feel that it's sort of at the heart of what's going on in world cuisine right now.
So describe the difference in the restaurant now compared to what it was just physically.
The old NoMa was in the ground floor of what used to be a whale blubber warehouse. It was lovely and rustic and had fur throws on the seats. They moved not that far away, maybe half a mile, maybe a mile, to this abandoned, I think it was an armaments storage facility for the Navy. The old NoMa could have gone on forever, right? There are probably thousands of requests for seats for every seat that they actually have available. It's definitively the restaurant where the best chefs, or at least in my estimation, the best chefs want to go and stage. But there's this sort of restlessness in Rene Redzepi's soul, I think. I mean, part of the thing that led him to close the restaurants down for a couple of months each year and open pop-ups in places like, you know, Mexico and Australia or Tokyo. And I think he felt trapped. I think that he probably was looking forward and saw a lifetime of serving, you know, pickled rose petals to rich tourists, and it didn't appeal to him that much.
Is the menu different in any way from what the menus were like at the previous space?
For the first time, I think they've decided to change the menus as a whole 3 or 4 times a year. So you'll start with like a rich bouillon made of snails sipped from a shell smeared with herbs, or a plate with a field of empty cockle shells and 2 or 3 contain the sweet meat. He does a Frankenstein thing where he takes the chewy outer part of a lot of muscles and constructs it into what looks like one single muscle.
Oh, I love that.
My favorite part of the meal may have been sort of a multi-course take on, you know, the classic seafood platters you get in France that included like mahogany clams that are a century old. It's very strange to think of eating something that was alive during World War I. A giant oyster that had been lightly scored and served in its shell. There was a dish of sea urchin that was studded with blanched, peeled pumpkin seeds. Can you imagine how much
work? I saw a picture of that. It just looks insane.
There was this dish that was almost magical in its strangeness, which was this little cup of crunchy dried sea cucumber insides that was garnished on the rock that it sat on with a glistening raw sea cucumber the size of a rugby ball.
Were you meant to eat that?
No, I think it was just meant to be there.
It was just a little piece of performance.
It was a piece of performance art, yeah.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about the reopening of NoMa in Copenhagen. Text the words good food to 69866 for Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.